And this morning we have news of more violence in another conflict, Iraq. At least 65 people were killed today in a pair of suicide bombings in Baghdad. The attacks took place in pet markets, two separate markets selling birds and other animals. At least one and perhaps both attacks were carried out by female suicide bombers.
Today's bombings are a reminder that Iraq is still a dangerous place, even after the decline in violence in recent months. And this morning we're going to remember one U.S. soldier who died in Iraq. Private First Class Jason Lemke was killed last month in Iraq's Diyala province after his vehicle struck a roadside bomb. He was 30. Milwaukee Public Radio's Latoya Dennis has this remembrance.
At the Lemke family home in Milwaukee, a Gold Star banner hangs in the front window. That's the symbol that a family member has died at war. Near the front door, there's a brown paper bag filled with Christmas gifts for Colleen and Greg Lemke's grandkids. Their father, Jason Lemke, was supposed to be home this month on leave to watch his kids open the gifts. His father, Greg, says the last time he spoke to his son, he was thinking about ordering some new parts for his custom motorcycle.
Actually, he was planning on buying part of the motorcycle stuff before he got back, and I explained to him that I thought it'd be a bad idea that he should just use all his time and energy to make sure he got back.
Jason Lemke wanted to enlist in the Army right after high school, but his parents talked him out of it. Instead, he worked odd jobs, got married, and raised two girls who are now 7 and 9. Years later, he divorced, joined the Army, and after basic training, he was sent to Fort Lewis, Washington, where he learned to speak Arabic. Lemke's mother, Colleen, says she wasn't surprised when she found out her son was one of the few picked to learn the language.
He was very intelligent, so they thought that was a better position for him at the time. He was going to be being a translator.
Jason Lemke was deployed to Iraq in April of 2007 as part of the troop surge. Greg Lemke says neither he nor his wife knew much about the area their son was stationed once he left Baghdad, because he didn't tell them the truth.
He wasn't exactly a liar as a child. He was more truthful, but he told us it's actually better here. And now, looking at the news clippings and that's actually the worst province in the country right now.
Lemke's parents say their son was only trying to protect them and keep them from worrying. They say that's how he was with everyone. Jason Lemke's friends say they remember him also as a constant jokester. Jenny Wojak knew him in high school, and they kept in touch over the years.
He had his times of seriousness, of course, but he would do anything to make anyone smile. In high school, he used to, make monkey faces and hop down the hallways at school and do the splits or whatever he could do to make you laugh, he would do.
Dennis Fleischfresher is the father of one of Lemke's best friends.
As soon as you met him, he treated you like you were his best friend. Obviously, I'm not in his age group. I'm in his dad's age group. But we got along like buddies. You know, it wasn't like a father-son thing or, you know, I'm an old person, you're a young person. He was a very easy person to talk to and to like.
Despite the fact he often talked about what he wanted to do when he returned, in his MySpace blog just before being deployed, Jason Lemke wrote, he felt the need to say goodbye this time. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.